Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, don't forget to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, all in the same way. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, here is Denise Simon, and good morning.
Good morning.
Some sad news to report for the animal lovers and people that know what we're talking about. Winter the Dolphin, star of the movie back in 2010, Dolphin Tales, passed away at the Clearwater Aquarium.
She had intestinal issues that they were working pretty diligently on to save. They were kind of worried that this one was going to kind of be it. And sadly, it was. She had a good life, and this was a real interesting experiment that they did on her in order to save her tail.
Yep.
In fact, they actually gave her a prosthetic tail. Now, we also have to remember, too, I think she was 16 years old.
Correct.
And this all happened because she became entangled in a crab trap line, and they gave her a prosthetic tail in order to swim. So she had a lot of good care and a lot of good attention and a lot of good love. So it's a good story, to be honest with you.
Yep, they'll make a movie about that too, probably.
Could be.
Mm-hmm. Now, Joe Biden once again ignited a bunch of fury after going from respectful to racist in a Veterans Day speech meant to honor heroes, where he started to talk about racists again, and he started to talk about Satchel Paige, the baseball player, and called him a preacher, not a pitcher.
Well, you know, when it comes to Loudoun County schools and several other schools systems across the country, but Loudoun County was kind of ground zero for critical race theory, I will tell you that Biden has now become the poster president for critical race theory. There's never an encounter really with the media or when he's out in public talking that he doesn't bring up something to deal with race. And I don't know where he gets some of this stuff. I don't know where he, you know, who's writing his speeches or giving him his talking points, but this is where we are. Now, it's not the first time he's brought up Satchel Paige, because he did the very same thing in the initial meeting that he had with the Pope when he traveled to Europe several weeks ago. And the translator, when she was translating for the Pope, seemed rather confused, but and then the Pope kind of looked at him like, I don't know what in the world you're talking about, but okay, ha-ha, this is thanks for the story.
Now, the Forever Climate Change conference that's going on, we're all trying to figure out who's in charge. Kerry is not missing an opportunity to be on camera every time he can. Barack Obama's on camera every time he can. Nancy Pelosi's been on camera over there before or several times. And, I mean, every time you turn around, there's somebody else speaking over there. Is this just going to go on forever?
Yeah. I think there was some kind of a plan that they were to come up with all of these, you know, members or attendees or coalition types by the end of 10 days. I don't know when that clock started, but everybody wants to get in on the mix, so there we are.
Okay, well, I guess we'll just have to see when the 10th day is and go from there. Now, something else, the Pennsylvania Department of Health, and this is kind of odd, has refused to provide the full COVID-19 death data. What are they trying to hide?
Well, it's what they're trying to hide is really how many people actually died of COVID. A lot of people actually died of another issue, another health issue, but happened to have COVID. But they want to blame it on COVID because federal dollars compensates these medical facilities at a higher rate if you market COVID.
Hmm.
So they do. So they want to hide that.
Okay. And get ready, Delaware. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has threatened to send our illegals you're dumping on us up to you on buses in the middle of the night and just dump them off there in the middle of Dover. We'll see how that works out. All right, hold on, folks. We'll be right back, taking a break with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. Be right back right after these messages that you're going to hear starting right about now.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website can help you find coverage for almost everything that you own. Now, they'll offer you coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, the motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV that you have. And by the way, if you really want to save money, bundle your homeowners or your renter's insurance or your condo insurance policy on your vehicle, on your motor vehicle policy, and you'll save a bunch of money. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and you'll be glad you did. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, the U.S. and our allies, according to Secretary of State Blinken, will take action if China attacks Taiwan. So the on-again, off-again is on-again.
Well, I don't know that it's ever been off. You know, the United States and allies need to always be on the offensive and assume that China will take some kind of action on Taiwan. I mean, that's the only posture that you can necessarily have. And this is not a new phenomenon. I mean, China has been wanting to take ownership of, and thinks they actually have ownership of Taiwan for many, many, many years. So, I'm not trusting Blinken because I don't think some of our allies have the stomach to do anything militarily. But, you know, we do have forces. We have a whole pile of Marines that are in Taiwan. They have been there for quite some time. We have a version of the Iron Dome in the region.
Yep.
We are making sure that everything is dusted off in Guam.
Yep.
So, but that's what we're doing. If the our allies are with us, we're not seeing a thing that they're doing, except maybe lip service.
Yep. And the other thing is I was talking to a submariner yesterday, and he was telling me, don't forget about the submarines. The boomers are over there.
Okay.
He didn't tell me how many, but he says there's several of the big boys over there.
Well, the other issue here is that we could be hit with a double whammy. We need to watch this one pretty closely because the Russians are once again getting very aggressive. They've been aggressive because of a war between in the border of Ukraine has not stopped. But they have, the Russians have upped their game. So we could end up here with kind of a double whammy at the same time, a conflict where we may have to get involved in a very serious way to defend Ukraine and then Taiwan at the same time. This has shades of history. So somebody at the Pentagon better be paying attention.
Now, forcing Americans to get a COVID vaccine could soon be illegal. What are they talking about?
Well, you can't force anybody to do it. That's just where it is. The federal government can't do that. Companies, you know, they can take their own position, but a government can't do that. So that's why, you know, DeSantis is fighting it so hard that, you know, you shouldn't lose your job. You know, there are people that have already had COVID, you and I have discussed this, where their immune system is actually more protective of getting COVID again than having the vaccine. So follow the science. But we don't want that anymore.
You remember who Tom Holman is, right?
Sure, he's been on my show.
He sounded the alarm on the vaccine mandates for the CBP and says it's devastating to border security and will cause an even further problem down along the border.
Yeah, they estimate that I think somewhere around, I'm going to get this number wrong, but the number's 1,400 sticks in my mind, of border agents that are not vaccinated. And the federal government decides that they want to suspend those people or, you know, take some kind of action on them that will hurt the few that we have on the border agents that we have. So, yeah, it'll hurt.
Mm. Okay. Now, moving along, a San Antonio lawyer is now representing almost 70 people in the Astroworld lawsuit as another person, unfortunately, died yesterday.
Yeah, I think it was a college student, a girl that was
22 years old, that's all I remember.
Yeah. They worked pretty diligently to get her to survive, but that she succumbed yesterday. So this is... There are going to be several lawsuits, I would say. Those against Live Nation, those against, you know, the production people, maybe even the security that was hired, and certainly against the rappers. So we'll see where that goes. But I think the police chief, if I recall, the police chief went and talked to the performers before the show even started early in the morning and said, don't do this. You're going to have to shut this down or, you know, it's not up to security standards or safety standards, and they refused to do it.
Yeah, that's what it heard. Okay, we heard again from the mayor-elect in New York City, Eric Adams, after this threat by the Black Lives Matter leader, and the mayor-elect once again said they were going to put the plainclothes officers back out on the street, they were going to put them in unmarked cars, and they were going to come at these people that are doing these horrid crimes from all angles, and they won't see them coming because they won't know they're cops.
Well, and this... this is going to be interesting because this BLM leader, he took to the microphone yesterday, and he actually said this is not a threat, this is a fact.
Yeah.
So he even says there will be bloodshed. So,
yep. And they will, will be burning things.
Mm-hmm. He says he will not be intimidated. But, yeah, this one's going to be pretty interesting to see where this one goes. This isn't Eric Adams' first rodeo with this, but I don't know. It just has shades of bringing back last year, you know, and all that conflict.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree. And I hate to see it come back, but it looks like it might. An Obama advisor says that Joe Biden and his spending is partially to blame for the surging inflation problem.
Larry Summers has said the same thing, too, and he's a progressive economist. So I think I said on your show yesterday, day before yesterday, this administration and the people that are the policy deciders, which is very different than the legislative people,
mm-hmm.
Liaisons, they're breaking the system here. And they're not equipped to fix it, either by choice or by policy. They don't want to fix it. So here we are depending upon OPEC for oil and China for whatever it is.
All righty. Well, we'll keep our eye on the trial today, see what goes on there, final arguments, and we'll talk tonight. All right. Have a great day. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out her website and all the different things she writes at FoundersCode.com. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After 9 days of testimony, the jury in the murder trial of Kyle Rittenhouse will soon begin deliberations. The Illinois teenager is accused of shooting 3 people, killing 2 of them during riots last year in Kenosha, Wisconsin, after the death of George Floyd.
The evidence is closed, and We're going to break for the weekend at this point. The lawyers and I have some work to do tomorrow.
Judge Bruce Schroeder, he says closing arguments will begin on Monday. Rittenhouse claims he acted in self-defense. The prosecution says he went to Wisconsin because he was looking for trouble. A U.S. appeals court has put off allowing Congress access to former President Trump's White House records regarding January 6th. There's a scheduled hearing coming up in 2 weeks on the matter. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Bo was in here yesterday, answered your questions, and told me he had some more questions when he got back. So, happy to talk to you. And if you want to ask Bo anything, I'll give you his phone number right after they tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you've heard me tell you for years that if you want to really find out about the National Aviation Academy and what they have to offer, you need to take the tour of one of their campuses. And they have two. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, and the other one is right down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm on this side of the bay in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. And what you do is you pick up the phone and you call them at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. One more time, 800-659-2080. Call them, ask to take the tour. and you'll find out what they're all about. You'll have a chance to talk to students, probably some instructors. You'll be able to talk to the money people. They'll tell you how it works there with either a standard student loan, or if you're military, how you can use your military benefits. If you're post 9/11, you're covered 100%. If you're pre 9/11 and you use your education somewhere, then obviously you won't get your full amount, but you get enough to get started, and then they'll work up the best with you, or the rest with you, by doing a student loan app. But it's all there. It's all there. National Aviation Academy, online at naa.edu. Well, the services, according to the Inspector General, have not been properly handling sexual assault cases. Now, the special victims investigators and prosecutors are not being assigned for every sexual assault case, which is a violation of the regulation. So, what does that mean? It means they better change their ways real quick. Now, a roughly 45-minute video filmed by one of our four U.S. soldiers slain in the 2017 Niger ambush was quietly recovered during a French operation. Tells us exactly what happened to our military. Exactly. Now, Pakistan has hosted senior diplomats from the United States, China, and Russia in Islamabad are there to discuss the situation in neighboring Afghanistan. Now, when a deepening humanitarian crisis has forced many Afghans to migrate to rebounding countless people from other Taliban takeovers back in August, is next to impossible. Also, all available information indicates that the armed forces of the Russian army preliminarily sustained a powerful offensive groping around Ukraine. Now, you heard Bo talking about that. And unfortunately, it looks like something's going to happen there. Now, while serving overseas, Wesley Black said he frequently breathed in some of the smoke from the burn pits that was regularly used to incinerate human and medical waste, public water bottles, ammunition, and chemicals on a military basis. A lot of it was toxic. Big time toxic. Now, the Chinese military forces exercised near Taiwan in response to the U.S. visit didn't come unexpected. Chinese military forces are currently holding exercises near Taiwan in response to a visit by a U.S. congressional delegation to the island. Now, the drills are in the area of the Taiwanese Strait. And there are a necessary measure to safeguard manual sovereignty. Now, China's Defense Minister Mori said yesterday that he gave no details at the timing, participants, or location of the next meeting between the U.S. and Taiwan. We'll see. We'll see. We'll all see. Now, plenty of things take place in the military that we don't get explanations for. And certainly need to know is a reference that's used a lot. Now, the stiff competition between the United States and China in the intro-Pacific will definitely create some interest, as they're going to be doing some moving around with the Taiwanese and our allies that are there, all for the great event, if they have it, the big games. Now, dozens of troops and family members are still in Afghanistan. They're still there. Now, we got to get these people out, and I don't care what we have to do it. We got to get these people out. Normal recovery time of an operation, basic operation, is much quicker than what we're seeing. In addition, let's not forget that when it comes to Korea over there, 23 U.S. congressmen have called on President Joe Biden and the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, to prioritize an active diplomatic engagement with the two Koreas to end the political war in Korea. They've been talking about that for 10 years that I know of, maybe longer. And are they going to do it? Don't know. Don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. If they do, that'd be great. But if not, it becomes another problem that we'll just have to sit here, cross our fingers, and hope that something happens. All right, let's see who's chiming in the chat room here. Let's see, who is this? Okay. Take a look. Oh, looks like it's Eric. Okay. So Eric is up and about up there in East Tennessee, sending messages to the group. Appreciate that. And of course, you can get in there too. You can go over to the Captain's America Third Watch and take a look at the chat rooms that are in there. And there's one that says the Captain's Group. The Captain's Group. That's the one that's going on right now. You get in there and you can talk to the group too. Alrighty. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is coming back. We're going to have a spirited conversation with him. Always do. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and...
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. And thank you very much, folks, for tuning in to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition. We're going to be getting right along here with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, after I remind you that Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura, brings you this portion of the program. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain, the technology, the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that makes this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Don't forget, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, durable wishbone suspension, comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine, plus it has some really, really amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massager. And I'll tell you what, that feels really good on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Now, don't forget, they honor those who have served and saved. You will get a special program that's there for you. They'll explain that to you when you get there. Now, for vets, active duty military, first responders, and church pastors, too, you get tremendous discounts on your vehicles you're going to buy. So check them out. on North Ford Avenue, right next door to Nissan, Moss Nissan. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, the Watchdog on Wall Street is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
Well, better than Mitch McConnell. He was pretty much told to butt out from the infrastructure bill signing ceremony after he got slammed by Donald Trump.
Well, a lot of people got pretty much hammered because of signing that. It was, without a doubt, it was a cave by 13 Republicans or some newspapers out there that are defending their votes. I'm sorry, I understand the infrastructure spending in some of your districts. I get that. And you should work to get that if you need it. But however, when you have so many handouts and giveaways and concessions to the left, you just got to say no until you cut this stuff down. You're going to either be an infrastructure bill or it's going to be a handout and giveaway bill. And that's the reality. I mean, it's interesting, Matt, I don't know if you saw this yesterday. Company went public, the electric truck company, Rivian, went public. And the valuation of the company, they've already sold like 150 cars so far. It's greater than General Motors. It's great. It's huge, simply because these companies are almost guaranteed. They're almost too big to fail. Not sure it's too big to fail, but because the government, they're seen as companies that cannot fail because of government subsidies. And that's part of this infrastructure bill. And that's not good. It really isn't.
Well, they were talking about electric truck semis yesterday, and I listened a little bit to the conversation before I changed the channel, and they have no idea what they're talking about. They're talking about maintaining consistent speeds to where trucks won't have to shift anymore, so electronically they'll get much better mileage and this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. And I thought to myself, have you been over Mont Eagle on I-24 in any kind of vehicle and tell me you're not going to have to shift going up or going down that mountain? Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know about more about that than I do. I mean, to be honest, they still don't know what the winner is going to be. Some of the companies right now, when we talk about rigs, are betting on hydrogen rather than electricity. Which who knows what's going to happen there with that? They say that the hydrogen vehicles might be a better way, but then again, you still have to build out infrastructure when it comes to this.
Well, if you're talking about semis, hydrogen is a better way to go because the battery, the first couple of mountain ranges you come to, the battery would be dead in the truck and you'd be on the side of the road.
Because it's the temperatures, you're saying?
Because of the use of the power to have to get over the mountaintop.
Well, yeah, it did that. You know, there was an interesting article talking about which is going to be the one that works. And, you know, there's a battle, some saying that the battery technology is going to improve. And certain companies are sticking with, the lithium ion technology, and other ones are going saying hydrogen is the way to go. But either way, I mean, you got to talk about the infrastructure build outs. You're going to have to be massive to do that.
Right. Now there's a, ad out there that targets the House Democrats on inflation. I have not seen it yet, but it's a group that's led by former Vice President Mike Pence's chief of staff.
I'm trying to figure out what do they do, Captain, to fight inflation.
I don't know.
I've
yet to see it, so I can't tell you.
I'd love to figure that out. I mean, but the Fed keeps printing money. The money keeps flowing. I mean, what do you think is going to happen? The Fed says they're going to taper a little bit. That's fine. I mean, supply chain issues. A lot of these people think that it's a simple little snap your finger thing. What I've said from the get go, to me, I'm a big believer. It's, quite frankly, you're better off with an eraser rather than a pen, and getting people out of the way.
That's probably true. Homes are selling at their fastest pace since 1989. Isn't that interesting?
Well, like I said, there's a lot of money out going to find a home at some point in time. And there are various different places. There's new asset classes. And, you take a look at homes. They're also the higher price of homes. It's obviously helping those numbers.
Right. Now, energy exports currently are criticizing a letter urging Joe Biden to halt all American oil exports.
Honestly, people are so stupid they'd actually say this. It's a global oil market, okay? It doesn't make any difference what they're doing, okay? The only thing that's going to do it is greater supply globally. The stupidity of some of these people, I mean, the economic ignoramus isn't actually how oil markets work. It's a global market. If we produce more oil, then guess what? There's going to be a greater supply out there, which will drive the price down. It's not that difficult to figure out.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Eric in Tennessee is trying to one-up me. He's saying, try driving Tennessee 321 in and out of Gatlinburg and around Pigeon Forge, shift central. I've been there, Eric. I know what you're talking about.
I have it. So you guys know this more than I do.
Yeah. And then there's U.S. Route 60 that's up there in the mountains of West Virginia coming down. What an adventure that is if you ever get up there. But anyway, Miami is going to grant a Bitcoin yield to their citizens. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez announced yesterday that they're going to be doing that.
I think it's more of a gimmick than anything else, because any single time you get a politician or any sort that happens to mention the word Bitcoin or saying that they're going to accept Bitcoin, you automatically get your name in the paper, and away we go. So I think it's more of a PR stunt than anything else.
I don't know if we're trying to one-up China or whatnot, but what'd you hear this one? U.S. shoppers have outspent the Chinese to restore the luxury market.
China is hurting right now. There was a bit of a bump yesterday when it came to some of their housing market. But, people are obviously concerned over there in regards to what's going to happen with Evergrande and Fantasia, these other property companies that are having a very difficult time. Evergrande had to make a bond payment. They had to sell off some of their corporate jets to actually make that payment. So there's obviously some concern there, and there are, you know, obviously the people there, they pulled back to some degree on their spending, and that includes luxury items.
Well, if you want Kellogg's cornflakes, you might have to go through the union, because Kellogg's is now suing their striking cereal workers.
I guess it's difficult to find people to replace them at this point in time. That strike is obviously doesn't help matters, and to talk about supply chains and the price, but the John Deere's
well. All righty, here comes the music. I'll let you go, and I will talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend, my friend.
You got it, you too.
All right, that's Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And don't forget to go to his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, watchdogonwallstreet.com, to find out all the great things that he's got going on. And he's on some of the same stations that I'm on right now. I'll see you when we come back with Frank Salvato. Don't go anywhere.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.